This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoors and Radio Show. And here we are back with Chris Klaproth in the studio, and by my side is the lovely and gracious and beautiful and talented Miss Robin Ellis, my wife.
I wish they could hear the pre part of this.
Where what? We accused me of breathing, and you were mad at me for breathing? That one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're breathing.
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said you're breathing too loud into the mic.
I don't do that during the show. I was resting. I was saving my breath for the show.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing there, Chris?
I'm okay. How are you two doing?
Wonderful.
How does it sound we're doing?
Typical, the Bickersons.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So, anyway, we had a decent week this week. We did not harvest a deer. Made a Hail Mary attempt that I should have never taken. It was pretty much too far, but I was pretty excited. I saw a deer coming in, nice buck, and watched him for probably 30 minutes till he made his way across the property line. I think he crossed three properties. I had about 8 or 9 does with them, so there was a lot of eyes on me, and they were on me from the almost the very first minute. I was in my climber stand, and they were on me from almost the very first minute, and still managed to stay still enough to keep them from total panic. And yeah, they were cautious and so forth. And when he finally came across the property line, he was a little farther out than I thought, and no doubt what happened. I misjudged the distance and shot in front of the deer or underneath him, not compensating enough for the drop of a shotgun slug. So that one was on me. But it was a very interesting week. I got to get in the stand last Saturday evening in Dorchester County for sick of deer. Did not see a deer, although my hunting partners were further back in the hardwoods, and they got to see, I don't know, something like 4 stags and 15 deer altogether. Never took a shot. Biggest one they saw was a decent 5-point. Nobody got a shot at it. And then Tuesday, was it Tuesday? Oh, it rained Monday and Tuesday, right? Then Wednesday morning.
I can't remember anymore.
I think it was Wednesday morning. There was a it was a beautiful, calm morning. I was seeing deer.
Late dusting of snow.
It was Wednesday morning. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, light dusting of snow. I was seeing deer. I had 5 deer, you know, come into the woods and work around and then go back out and so forth. And, you know, while I'm watching deer, I'm not on the phone. I'm not texting or doing anything like that. So I, you know, the deer go away for a few minutes. I pull the phone out and look to see if there's any urgent messages from.
I know what's coming.
From Sparky. And there was an urgent message. As soon as possible, I'm like, oh, I just got here. It's just snowed. It's a beautiful day. This is 7 o'clock in the morning. And I got a video of a bird in the house, a wren, flitting from cabinet to cabinet to actually took up residence on one of my deer.
He loved the deer antlers.
Yeah, it loved the deer antlers. That they thought they were just massive branches where they could sit. Well, it was, you know, one of my two whitetails.
Massive branches?
Well, you know, I'm just. It's a pretty decent 10-point.
It's a nice deer.
I would shoot it again, but Anyway, that's where it seemed to sit. There was a still picture of this wren sitting on my deer antlers, and then a movie of it flying around the house. So I cut my hunt short.
You did not cut your hunt short. You were coming home then anyway.
Noon and got here at 9? I cut my hunt short.
Okay.
And on that note, we have a caller.
I needed to rescue Sparky from a vicious, bloodthirsty, man-eating wren.
Chris, I just explained to him that he was watching nature there. I had a bird here, ran into a spider as I was trying to turn around to see if I could catch the bird or get him out. And then I said, that's it. I'm done. He needs to come home and practice catch and release at home.
So, gotcha. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Here was my suggestion.
Okay.
Lock the dogs in the back room with you. Open the front door. The bird will find its way out.
Or more birds could find their way in since I wasn't there watching it.
So I come home. I lock the dogs in the back. All the way from the woods I come home to rescue Robin from a bloodthirsty man-eating wren. I walk in the front door. I see the bird in the kitchen. I herd the dogs into the back room. I shut the doors. I open the front door. And within 2 minutes after chasing the bird from the dining room to the living room to the dining room to the kitchen to the dining room to the living room to the dining room to the kitchen, it flew out the front door, as predicted. Problem solved. Did I get to go back to the woods? No. In the snow? No. Who's on the line there, buddy?
You have Barbara from Marriottsville.
Barbara from Marriottsville. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Merry Christmas to you and Robin.
Hey, girl, how
Merry
you
Christmas.
Doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What in the hell are you doing chasing birds?
See? I should have been in the woods, right?
That's right. You should have been.
Mm-hmm. Left my wife and that bird fend for themselves.
That bird would have been fine until you got home.
Hi, Robin. How are you, honey?
I'm fine without the bird in the house.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you so
much. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's Jacob?
You know, I haven't talked to Jacob in about a year.
He's, for real?
Yeah, he's been off to college, and we haven't spoken. That's all I know.
He's who I am, thank you.
Of course I do. I used to hunt out there at your place.
Well,
I think we were able to team up on a groundhog at one point or something, if I remember.
Oh, my God, I still got him.
You're not going to get rid of him.
Of Marriottsville.
Yes, you are. I know that.
But my Shane is still in Penn State. He's in his last year.
Good for him.
And he's looking for full scholarships to go to graduate school to go into environmental conservation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
That's wonderful.
You know, Shane and Jacob are not too many years apart.
No, Jacob just turned 20 in November. So.
And Shane turned 22.
There you go. Good.
It's been a long time, and I've known Alan for years, and congratulations to you all both.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You so much. In fact,
got,
2 years
you got
this week.
In my country. My country is Garrett County.
Yep. Well, we really like it up there, and you know, we hope to get back there soon to
You like it and I hate it.
Yeah, you hate it. I know you hate it. I do that.
I've got two homes up there, one on 4 acres and one on 7 acres, and they both bunt to each other on the same road.
Right.
And they're both on the lake, and that's my granddaughter and my grandson-in-law and my great-grandson, plus my son and daughter-in-law moved up there. And Shane, when he comes home from Penn State, that's where he heads for because he works up there.
Sure, sure.
Where does he work up there? What area?
Pardon?
What area does he work in?
He goes to Penn State.
Right. Okay.
So he works over at Uno's on the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know it well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And
yep.
He's a waiter and a bartender over there.
Got it.
But right now, he's looking for scholarships.
Yeah.
And
is he up there now?
My mom, it's this side of the Atlantic or that side, this side of the Pacific or that side. If it's the Indian Ocean or the Mediterranean Sea, where I can get the best scholarships and it don't cost you anything, I'm going.
Well, good.
Oh, my God, it breaks my heart.
Yep. Well,
Alan should know that. He met Shane.
You've never met
him, Robin, and I really do wish you would.
Is he in Penn State now, or is he home for the holidays yet?
No, ma'am. He's in Penn State still. He's not home yet.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
he comes home from Penn State. He won't come to me. He'll go to Deep Creek Lake because he works right on the lake.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe if we get up there in the next few weeks that we
Barb, weren't you one of the first winners of the muzzleloader at one time?
I was, and we still have it.
Well, there you go.
And remember, I gave a donation to Jacob.
I remember that. I remember that.
I don't forget anything. Honest to God, Alan, I don't forget anything. It makes my heart sing when that kind of stuff comes up because, oh, my God, just the more we think about it, we think, man, our children are growing up so fast and we're getting older so fast, and what's in the future for them?
I know. I do worry about the future.
We have a new grandson, and it makes me very nervous, very nervous.
Yes, indeed. It makes me very, very nervous, but I don't. Give a blooming how much you pray and how much you do and how many guardian angels they have. You still have to pray that they make the right decisions and the peer pressure doesn't come over them.
You're right.
You're so right.
You are so right.
Peer pressure out there is so bad. Oh, indeed. My God. It's not like when I grew up. I'm teen. I don't even want to think about it years ago.
But we had fun, didn't we?
We had fun.
Children don't know how to play the way we played.
That's true.
That is so true.
Everything is all this progressive stuff and Xbox and everything else, and they don't come out of their bedrooms. They hibernate. They don't know what it is to go outside and play. Hide and seek, or we played Tin Can on the dump. Well, I lived in the city. But anyway, it's just neither here nor there. They don't know how to do it. And to get them out there and enjoying the conservation and the wilderness and seeing everything that's going on, oh, my God, it's miraculous. I'll tell you, it really, really, really is.
Well, we have a friend who raises his son that way who we're very proud of. And we're kind of trying to
be very proud of him.
And our new grandson's only 5 weeks old, but my daughter and son-in-law have the same attitude that they want him outside doing stuff. And
yep.
And that makes it really nice.
I mean, Alan has known me for many years, and I've always did it. And my Shane got his first 8-pointer when he was 12 years old, and he still goes hunting and fishing. And I guess that's why he got into environmental conservation.
Oh, sure. Yep. The love of the land. That's what it does. That's what it does for you.
Oh, my God. He just loves it.
Yep.
And that's the God's honest truth. And I thank God every day of my life that he does. And, I mean, my son's 63 years old. And he went home to Garrett County this morning to go deer hunting tomorrow. Well, this morning.
Yeah.
I guess he'll be leaving shortly, if not already out there. And he was hoping for snow, but I don't think he's going to get his wish. I think he's going to get rain. But that's neither here nor there. But people don't understand that if cyberspace or anything like that, then we
back to the basics
for ourselves.
Yep, back to the basics. So. Well, I'm glad I have the skills to be able to know how to go back to the basics if that ever happens.
Well, let me tell you, I do too.
Yes, you do.
I hate computers. Cell phones and smartphones are smarter than I am. And that's the thing in the world to say because I have three of them and can't use any of them. And of course, I like to push buttons. I've always done that since I've been in my house since the 80s. I like to push buttons and have everything done for me.
Right.
But these cell phones and smart things and these computers and these iPads and all this technology has really, honest to God, has depressed me. Because children do not know how to play.
I got it.
And that is the worst thing in the world. All they want to do is sit in that bedroom and play on this progress, and it makes my heart cry.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's been wonderful talking to you. I thank you for checking back in with me. It's good to hear from you, Barb, and glad to hear you're still rocking and rolling out there.
You knew where I am. You and Barb have to come and see me.
We'll do that.
I promise. I'll make him.
Yep.
Oh, no, please. No, I'm serious. I haven't seen Alan in maybe 2-3 years.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
And, no, I would love to see both of you. And there's always a home-cooked meal in this home, and something's always going on. But, no, I'll be honest with you. I would love to see you both and give you hugs and kisses and Merry Christmas, Happy, Healthy, Holy New Year, and hope to talk to you soon.
Okay.
We'll have to do that.
Barb, we'll do that.
We promise.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
We promise.
And a happy and holy one.
Thank you so much. That's correct.
And a healthy one is the main thing, too.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, all right, girl. Nice hearing from you. I got to move along, okay?
Hey, you better put my name in for that contest.
Did you talk to Chris?
Well, he asked me if I wanted to be in it. And I said yes, but I didn't tell him that I did want it before. Remember when I won it?
Yeah, exactly. I do. All right. Well,
it's been long enough ago.
It's been long enough. We'll put your name down.
And I even gave Jacob a prize.
Okay.
Shane still has that gun.
I got it. Barb, sweetie, I'm gonna put you on hold, and Chris will pick you up and get your number. Okay.
Already got it.
Got my name and number.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right.
And by all means, please come see me.
We will, Barb.
And I hope you have a joyous and happy Christmas.
Thank you, dear.
And talk to you soon. Bye now.
Bye bye. That was nice hearing from Barb.
That was great.
You know. I do need to tell our folks this is the first week of our annual promotion of the Great American Outdoor Show. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. Starts February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting, fishing, and archery. Over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors. I mean, indoors, but you know what I mean.
Indoor, outdoor.
Well, they're all inside.
Outdoor, indoor.
But they're outdoors-oriented exhibitors. How do you like that? I didn't write this. More than 200 seminars from outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities. Over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters and interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st to the 9th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.what? It didn't print. I think it's .org. Will you look that up for me?
Right now.
The printer failed on the very end. You see that?
I did. I got it.
I think it's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Well, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Their phone number is 410-242-6108 if you're headed out that way. It's hunting season, and, you know, muzzleloader season's coming back in a week, and they've got all the wonderful muzzleloader accessories from folks at Thompson Center and others. They've got all the supplies that you need, all the cleaning supplies to get ready and so forth. And they've also got those great Browning firearms. Now, you know, waterfowl season comes in on the 20th. And I want to talk about the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling best balanced and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight. It's got the old humpback receiver, just like the old days. Ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive, auto-loading shotgun. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. You definitely want to check that out for waterfowl hunting. And then there's the Maxis. Browning took a look at what waterfowlers require. And they've designed this auto-loader to be perfection when it comes to waterfowl hunting. Throw this Maxis to your shoulder. Compare it with the A5. See which one you like the best. The Maxis has 3 or 3.5-inch chambers. A new power drive gas system reduces recoil. It's the Maxis and the A5 from Browning and Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Talking about waterfowl, you know, the Eastern Shore is the epicenter. Delmarva Peninsula is the epicenter for Canada goose wintering in the mid-Atlantic states and in the Atlantic Flyway. No question about that. Nobody questions that. And, you know, with a one-bird limit this year and plenty of geese, believe it or not. We've seen a lot of geese.
Yes,
a lot of geese, a lot of snow geese. Saw a nice flock of snow geese outside of Queenstown the other day. But your waterfowl headquarters on the shore is Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Large selection of waterfowl calls, all major brands, steel shot, gear, camo, banded camouflage clothing, fast steel by Kent Cartridges and Avery Decoys, firearms and ammunition by Remington, Choppa, Savage. Don't have a cough button. Muzzle loaders and accessories, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Thompson Center and CVA muzzle loaders, and Raven crossbows. Got a new shipment in. They've got the Mission Sub 1XR. They've got the Matthews compound bows. New models coming soon. And 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Chesapeake Outdoors has a large selection of clothing and boots, of thousands of hunting accessories. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland is the address for you GPSers. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Waterfowl picking with the season coming in. I think they're going to pick on Saturdays, I think, but I'd like you to confirm that before you go. 410-604-2500, just give them a call and say, when are you picking? And it might be one day a week, too.
I thought it was Wednesdays they were talking about.
It might be Wednesdays, too. Yeah, but the season's not in Wednesday.
Right.
So Saturday
would be the first picking.
Yeah, if they do it, which is, I think, they're going to do. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I got you.
All right, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Liner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Yeah. Big bulls and big bucks.
Maybe we'll get Chris to play Buck Fever here a little later. I like that song, too. You like that song?
Mm-hmm.
Buck Fever?
What was the one I sent you the other day that I was going to tell Chris about? Not the Christmas one, but the other one. Is that Buck Fever? That wasn't Buck Fever.
No, but it's in there.
Yeah, I know.
You got it.
Whatever it was, it's in there.
It's in there.
I didn't know I sent it to Chris.
Yes, he did. I got it. He sent it to me last week.
Okay. I didn't realize I did.
You're echoing. Maybe it's because you're breathing.
It was echoing because I was trying to...
Stop that.
It echoes when I turn towards you, and I got to stop that.
Yes, I guess it's... We have to face away from each other to keep the microphones from echoing off of each other. Can you hear it, Chris, in the background? Can you hear the echo?
No, I can't.
I guess it's only in our headphones, but that's okay. Any callers on the line?
Yes, we've got John.
Oh, let's talk to John. Hello, John.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. You?
I'm just fine, thanks. On my way to work, but besides that, I had a question for you. Air rifles, what do you think of them, and what's the price range and caliber you can get on those?
Air rifles are now legal for small game in Maryland, and I think fur bears as well. They have come a long way in the technology and the power and so forth from my old Crossman, 760 when I was a kid. You can get them in 17, 22, and I think 25 caliber now. And there might be something bigger, but I'm not sure.
I think there's 45 and 357 and a few others, and you talk about expensive.
Okay. Well, Chris, why don't you take this one since you just did the shopping for that?
They are, as a result of the laws being changed, that there is a certain amount of poundage that has to be required in order to be able to use an air rifle in the state of Maryland, and I cannot remember the exact ruling, but there's a gun there for it, and as Alan said, they've come a long way. I went out and I got a Benjamin Trail, and with 22 caliber, that puts somewhere close in the 900 feet per second range, and I cannot remember the foot poundage, but then there are others that are well into the thousands, and they are very expensive, not only for the cost of the rifle, but also in order to meet the requirements, they are pre-charged, and that even costs a lot of money between the tanks and the compressors. They're very expensive, but if that's the way you want to go, you've got that alternative, but there are certain requirements, and like I said, you probably go on the DNR webpage and meet those requirements.
I noticed there was something on there, but I was just, I might get one, but I don't know anything about them. But you're telling me that they have like a tank on board the rifle?
Well, there's some that they're brake barrels, like the kind I've got. It's a brake barrel, and it uses a nitro piston. Then there are others that are a step above. They're called PCP. I cannot remember what the PCP stands for. But the rifles, those rifles are very expensive. And then in order to maintain the charge, you have to buy some external equipment because you only get like maybe 20 shots. And then you have to recharge those onboard tanks.
Gotcha. Is that a CO2 tank, Chris?
No.
Like they use for paintball or not?
No. It's a completely different. In fact, you have to even, you could use a scuba diving tank. You charge it, and then you take that into the field with you. But then once your tank empties, you're done. That's for it. The day.
Wow.
Hello.
just go online and just type in PCP air rifles. And there is a company that I'm not going to mention because they're not a sponsor, but there is a company that specializes in all levels of air rifles, and you'd be surprised. In fact, a lot of online dealers carry air rifles as well because it's becoming commonplace. A lot of people, they want that challenge. Instead of using your traditional rifle, they want to add something different. So that's why a lot of states have incorporated the use of air rifles as being legal.
Well, in a suburban area, I can see where they'd be beneficial for squirrel hunting and things like
but
that.
But even then, you have to be careful because, with my 22 caliber, it can easily go through a half-inch pine board, no problem. Well, that's at like 25 feet.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
How's that for an answer? If I don't know it, I know a guy.
That's the way to do it, man. I'm too lazy to look it up, so you guys answer the question. So I appreciate it. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Anybody on the line there, Mr. Chris? Hello.
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're working on it.
I was going to say he's on it.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. So while you're working on that, let me tell you what's going on out in the field. Two things coming up this coming week. One is the Atlantic population of goose season beginning December 20th. I believe that's Friday. The state's migratory Atlantic population Canada goose season takes place in two segments, December 20th through January 4th, 2020, and then January 14th through January 31st. You can take one goose per day in Maryland's AP Canada Goose Hunting Zone. Canada Goose Hunting is a time-honored Maryland tradition that gives friends and family a chance to reconnect as they enjoy the sights and sounds of the day in the field. That's our WHS Director, Mr. Pedito. We encourage all hunters to bring new or novice hunter along a trip to their waterfowl blind. You can always click on the online regulations and download those if you want. Not much else on that from the Department of Natural Resources. Muzzleloader for deer reopens next Saturday, December 21st, this being the last day of the firearm season. Second segment of the muzzleloader deer season will open December 21st and also run through January 4th. Hunters may use muzzleloading firearms to harvest sika and white-tailed deer during the season. Hunters are encouraged to consult the Guide to Maryland, Guide to Hunting and Trapping. That's your printed book that you can get with your license or online. During muzzleloader season, Maryland requires deer hunters and their companions to wear daylight fluorescent orange or fluorescent pink in one of the following manners: a solid fluorescent cap, a vest or jacket containing back and front panels of at least 250 square inches of fluorescent, or an outer garment of camouflage fluorescent worn above the waist containing at least 50% fluorescent color. Hunters should carefully inspect all tree stands. Always wear a full-body safety harness while in the stand or climbing in or out. And that is highly recommended, and that is what I do, and I didn't used to. And I think about the nightmare scenarios that I used to put myself in, and now I'm wiser. You notice I didn't say the O word. I'm wiser and lock myself in every time I'm above ground level. The department strongly recommends using a sliding knot, commonly known as a prussic knot, attached to a line that's secured above the stand that allows the hunter to be safely tethered to the tree as soon as they leave the ground. And then Maryland hunters are encouraged to donate any extra deer they may harvest to farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. Hunters are reminded that they may claim a tax credit of up to $50 for each legally harvested deer that is processed and donated to a nonprofit food sharing program. The maximum credit in any 1 year is $200 per hunter. And the approved form to claim this credit is available online. Who do we got online there, Mr. Chris?
We have Fran.
Whoa, Fran. Oh, my goodness, Fran. Good morning. How you doing, girl?
All right. Good morning, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Listen, it's funny that you're talking about hunting safety, because that's what I was calling about. You know, sometimes in our desire to be adventurous, and our desire to hunt anywhere we can, unusual places.
Like when I was single.
I am sure that you've heard about the volcano eruption in New Zealand.
We did.
And I know you have a caller that calls from New Zealand, and he sounds like a smart man. I doubt if he was anywhere near this little island. But, you know, I don't care whether you wear orange or pink. I don't care what you strap yourself into a tree. When you have an active volcano, it's like playing Russian roulette. I think they so far have 9 dead and I don't know how many hurt.
16 dead.
You know, going outdoors and enjoying yourself and being one with nature is one thing. But risking going somewhere where there's an active volcano, to me, is taking it a little too far.
Well, they said that they were wondering why they were even allowed to go because the alert had been up.
Yeah, the geologists and the hurricane experts had said, tornado.
But you know, you have a responsibility to yourself to check out your environment as well. You can't always depend on other people to tell you the conditions.
That's true, because look what happened.
Yeah. So you know, volcanoes over there. Check it out before you go. I don't think there's a deer and there's not a rack on the face of this earth that's enough for me to risk going where there's an active volcano to try to bring him back.
Well, Fran, we've gone on a couple cruises, Robin more than I have, and these shore expeditions are not inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that to go on that volcanic island from the cruise ship by tender probably cost those people $75 a piece, Robin.
It depends on what was provided with it, if they had lunch on the island or whatever. It's anywhere from $75 to $140 a person, depending.
Right. So here's the cruise ship that's collected, let's say 50 people did that. So they've collected, a little bit of money, and we want to give the people a good time and a unique experience. But somebody on board the ship should be held responsible for not paying attention to the advice that was given by those people, the seismologists and those people that said, hey, look, you got an increased level here. There's an increased chance of an eruption. And, I just put a lot of that on the people that planned the trip, and then that would be the people from the cruise line. So I mean, they do kind of have a responsibility to keep their customers safe so they can continue their cruise.
Well, that's where self-preservation kicks in.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's just like when you're going on a trip right here in the United States, especially like New York. I mean, I don't know whether they think it's funny, but New Yorkers have a reputation of giving you the wrong direction for fun.
Yeah.
So when I go someplace like that, I take a map and I study it before I leave. So if you tell me to go 3 blocks that way, I've already studied the map and know that I go 3 blocks in the other direction.
Exactly.
That's just self-preservation kicking in.
Some food for thought.
Yeah.
Much so.
All right. Well, have a happy new year, too.
Merry Christmas and happy new year to you. Hope to hear from you, again before Christmas, but if not. Oh, by the way, Our heartfelt thoughts and prayers go out to our buddy Chuck.
Oh, yes. I meant to ask about him. Didn't he go Wednesday for his
Had back surgery Wednesday. He came through the surgery fine. He's in a lot of pain. They decided to keep him a day or two. We talked to Diane yesterday, and he's feeling pretty tough right now. So not sure when he's coming back or when the pain's going to stop. To the point where he can actually start to move around. So,
my thoughts have been with him since Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I knew it was Wednesday, and I knew he was already in a lot of pain before he went in for that. And
back surgery is what he had.
The best for him. He deserves a break.
He does. You're right.
Okay.
All right, girl.
I hope he heals well. Thank you.
You and I both. Thanks, friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Tony on the line.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Doing very well. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that jazz.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Same to you.
And get in contest again. And I picked up a new crossbow Black Friday sale.
Okay.
And the newer ones are getting stupid fast. So
yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. Now, you know, one of these days when we hit the Mega Millions, I might have a new crossbow. But you know what? My 20-year-old Stealth just puts him right in the center ring, so I'm still happy with that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I took it out of the box and put it together, and threw a couple arrows down in my backyard target butt, and they were a couple inches high. Had to adjust the scope, but after that, they put them in the same hole. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I will caution anybody that has a crossbow or anybody that even has a compound bow. If you're shooting a carbon arrow, and you're aiming at the same spot to attempt to get a tight group, it's probably not a wise thing to do, because what can happen is even the field point can damage the carbon fibers in those arrows.
Yeah, they'll split it.
And the next one you shoot can blow up in your face.
Yeah.
And that is not a fun experience. You can put a piece of carbon fiber through your hand. You can hurt yourself in the face. You know, if you're shooting at a block target, there's spots on each corner. You know, you don't have to aim all of them at the center spot. Take a target dot, take a orange target dot, and stick it on the target a couple different places and shoot at different places. And, you know, you're going to get a tight group if you shoot at the same spot all the time. No question. But isn't it better not to put yourself in danger by, you know, nicking a carbon fiber arrow? And, you know, you used to nick an aluminum arrow and you bent it and it became unusable. You nick a carbon arrow and it can become very, very dangerous. So just a little safety tip, that's all. So,
well, I'd say my phone is starting to beep here, but now.
All right, buddy. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Take care, Tony.
Take it
Merry
easy.
Christmas. Bye bye. So the 18th of this month, that's next whatever day that is, Wednesday, Robin, I think.
Yes,
next Wednesday will be 31 years on the air here on WCBM and the old Maryland Sportsman Show and the Outdoors and Radio Show.
Yeah, we've got a couple of anniversaries coming up this
week. Yeah, ours is the 16th. Two years. 2 years of you threatening my breathing.
Would you stop? Why aren't you blowing everybody else's ears?
Oh, I know. I breathe too hard. Sorry. Hey, you know what? You know what I took down to camp last Saturday?
What did you? Oh, yes, I do.
I stopped at Bay Country Bakery and picked up enough donuts and pastries for camp. The guys were staying over Saturday. They went down Saturday afternoon. They stayed over Saturday evening. And the owner was very, very generous. He said, look, we're not going to fight over these donuts. He said, if two of us want the same one, we'll just cut it in half. So I thought that was very, very nice. So when I got back before anybody, because they were a 30-minute walk back in the timbers. So I got back to camp and cracked a box open, and there were some raspberry bars in there. So there were two raspberry bars. I cut one in half and ate it, and the owner came back in, and he walked in, and he apparently went to the donut box and came back out and told the other guy. He says, hey, there's a half of a raspberry bar in there for you. I ate the other one. He said, you cut one in half, didn't you? He said, yeah. He said, well, he gets the other half. I love raspberries. So he ate the whole bar. Hey, he's the owner.
I noticed that none of them made it back to our house.
No. Yeah, well, you know, it was Saturday. It was the end of the day, the end of the week. The selection was low, you know.
Yeah.
So when I'm on Route 50 heading to and from the deer camp or deer stand or duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery's in Cambridge, and they have the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads. On Delmarva Peninsula, yay, Maryland, no question. Enough for everyone in camp. And they serve a great breakfast, 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Look for that big pink donut, frosted donut on the side of the bakery. And there's a chocolate donut on the highway sign, too, but there's also three donuts you can look for. Did you know there's a smaller pink frosted donut there on the sign, too?
Probably. But
yeah, well, that's what you look for, the big donut. Dave and Gina Levy.
What?
Dave and Gina Levy, they're your host. I'm just laughing at you.
Oh.
They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery. If you have a GPS you want to put this in, lock it in, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about Big Donut. That's the clue. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. You might see me there buying donuts for camp and not taking any back home.
Because he's going that way today, and I bet you none come home.
Probably not.
We'll give an update next week.
You're not a nun. Chesapeake Outdoors is also located on Maryland's Eastern Shore. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Crossbows were mentioned earlier. They've got the Raven, the R26 and the R29. They've got the Mission crossbows, the Sub 1 XR. They've got the Matthews compound bows, and they've got crossbows for every budget. 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett. 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons as well. Large selection of clothing and boot, boots, thousands of hunting accessories, Yeti coolers, custom sunglasses, even scent lock apparel for the deer hunters. Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. Muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. I noticed the CVA stocks sneaking up a little bit. Could be because, you know, CVA is a great sponsor of this outdoor show. You know?
So their stocks are rising.
I think there's, well, I mean, at Chesapeake Outdoors, I think there's more CVA muzzleloaders there than the other ones, I think. That's what I noticed. All kinds of ammunition for any kind of firearms as well. Steel shot, gear, camo for waterfowlers. It's the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Avery decoys and Kent fast steel and banded camouflage clothing. All this at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit on Kent Island. Coming the other way, I think it's South Piney Road, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. 410-604-2500. 604-2500. Get in there. Get your goose gear. Season starts next Friday. We'll be right back. What?
As high pressure continues to drift farther off to our east, that's going to allow more moisture to stream our way. Staying dry for the daytime hours today, but some wet weather arriving tonight. Plentiful sunshine for today with a few late clouds. Our highs, low to mid-40s, clouding up tonight. Rain arriving late, low upper 30s. Periods of rain, a few showers for your Monday. High temperatures, low to mid-50s. And more showers continue Tuesday, high low 60s. The bottom drops out on Wednesday. Early showers under partly sunny sky, much colder. High, low 40s. I'm Todd Bork, Weather Channel, for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood.
Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord? That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you
believer.
That's the one.
All right. Hey, we started our promotion on the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, and we didn't know exactly what the ending was on the website because our printer
had
broke down there right at the end. It's Great American
Outdoorshow.org.
You looked that up.
Yep.
Confirm.
Yep.
By Sparky.
By me.
Yes. Just address your complaints and compliments to Sparky at P.O. Box. We're out of time. Get out, stay safe.